Hey guys, welcome to Soul Cleanse. If you are craving something that you don't even know what you're feeling anymore, if you're craving a shift in your life, in your mind, in your body, this is where you're supposed to be. You were brought here for a reason. You were brought here to understand your patterns, to move through things, to shift things in your life, and to really learn the tools to bring you into your highest potential of who you are meant to be. Let's dive into all the uncomfortable conversations and the gifts that are going to bring you closer to you.
Okay, so what the fuck's up?
What the fuck's up? What the fuck is up? I got brutally assaulted by the sun today. That's what's up.
Oh shit. Was it good?
And just my left thigh. They gave a little mercy. Yeah, the sun was like, fuck you, bitch. Take the left side. Just take it.
Just
take the side I sleep on, you know? Keeping it real, yeah. Universe. Keeping it real.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Teaching me lessons every day.
Just on the left side.
Yeah. That's the universe. The right? She's like, well, you sleep on your left side, you're gonna fuck around and lay on the beach all day. And wear oil, I'm gonna fuck your day and teach you another lesson.
Oh my god, the lesson
learned. Will I still do it? Probably. I need to learn lessons a few times before I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. I'm gonna
How
pass.
Many lessons do you think that has hit you the hardest? What's the one lesson? You're like, oh my gosh, I have to go through this like so many times. Like, why? And I know that I need to get out of it. And when has it hit you like the hardest?
Self-sabotage. I'm still doing it. It's like, I know that going to bed right now at 9 o'clock, 9:30 is going to be so great for me. I'm like, let's just see what everybody's doing. Just go out for freaking all the hours. You know, I know I should just drink more water because that will, you know, stop acne from happening. Nah, Sam just says, fuck it. Too busy to drink. It's like constant, but they're all for a reason. Even if it's the same stupid thing, it's for a reason. And I love it. I love it. I hate it. And I love it.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to feel in this time away now that I'm like, like, am I just an asshole? Am I just fucked up? Like, that's just me. I gotta just like embrace it. Like, am I trying to escape this person? Or do I just genuinely love like pain and agony and like, you know? But I don't. I love to learn and understand why I'm doing the things that I do.
Yeah.
And with that may come 12 lessons. The universe is going to just keep giving them to me until I get it. I'm getting it. Slowly. I'm getting it.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Well, welcome on.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. I've been in love with your story. And I remember back when I wasn't in a good place. Like, I was on my way, like I was working to becoming into the place that I am now, which is still not the place, but much better than say last year around this time when we were speaking. And I was in a different place than you. And a lesson I learned from you was like, you're there for me, but if I'm not there for me, you can't be on board with that. And you taught me that. And ever since, actually, and I remember where I was, I remember what I was doing, and it has never left me. And I'm very grateful for that because, and that's actually helped me with other people that are, you know, a few steps behind me in their journey. It is like, I'm here for you, man. But if you're not here for you, I'm out. Because I'm working on me, and you not working on you is impeding on me working on me. Love you long time. but deuces, because like I got shit to do.
Yeah.
And I think that fueled me. It was shortly after that I set sail to the US. That ended up being a flop, but I learned so much. I've met some amazing people who are still in my life today from that. And it just goes to show, like, everything happens for a reason. And being true to yourself, setting boundaries is so vital. And I'm still practicing it today. Just today alone, I posted a picture of me on the beach reading. Someone messages me, oh, I should find you on the beach. I'm like, no, you shouldn't. I want to be alone. I would never say that before. I didn't even give them a second to be like, oh, just joking. I was like, nope, keep it. I am here alone. I didn't ask for company. Thank you. If I see you, you can wave. I'll wave. I'll fucking wave all day. But don't you come over here and hijack my fucking day.
That's right.
And I couldn't set those boundaries for the life of me. I would sit there in agony, like just pure agony, because I just want to be alone so bad. But I couldn't. I felt I was rude and this and that. And it's like, no, yeah, you can be rude.
Right.
Or you can say it in such a way that addresses, you know, your needs while also is not being rude. And that's where like my passion and my journey and my whatever is that bridging that gap between kindness and, you know, mental illness addiction is we can set boundaries without being rude. You can say no without being rude, where people, it's like they only know one or the other. And
it's funny how we can say yes to others, but no to ourselves.
Oh, so that's a whole other thing. I will never let you eat McDonald's, but you bet your booty I'm gonna go get me a McDonald's right now. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense. It's so funny. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, it's so true. So true.
It's wild. It's wild in here. And ourselves. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's caring for others, but you can care for others while caring for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we know what's the best for the other person more than like, we know exactly what to tell them what to do. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, you should be doing this. But then everything that you're doing is like, I'm not doing any of that, but I'm your best teacher and I have the greatest attitude, but I know what I need to do, but I'm not going to follow any of that. 100%. But let me help you. And let's just focus on you, but not look at my shit at all.
Yeah. 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 Don't run with that sucker in your mouth. Sam's cruising by with a fucking sucker in your mouth. Like, you know, just yesterday, I'm like sending audios to two different women, telling them everything that my friend beside me knows I should be fucking implementing. He just looks at me. He's like, are you for real right now? I was like, what? What's up? Like, you need to take your own advice, sister. I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, always tomorrow. But no, it's now. It's not Monday. Why Monday? Who decided Monday was the day we start? Like, don't start right now. Don't go and eat the fucking burger. Right now. Don't do it. You know? And I'm getting better with that. I'm more selective with where I let myself down, be it sleep, you know, not enough water. You know, I'm pretty much an addict for life. Chips, I don't care. They're not leaving my life. It'll be a deal breaker in any marriage.
Okay, I gotta ask, what chips? What chips are these? I don't even care. It doesn't matter what chips. What chips are they?
Oh, any chips except for barbecue or sour cream and onion.
Okay.
However, I've tried a sour cream and onion cheddar, and I'm pretty okay with it. I'm not a chip racist, but I do love dill pickle and salt and vinegar. Like, and like kettle chips, all day.
The crunch.
All day. They never steer me wrong.
The crunch is so good.
Oh, the crunch. It's about the crunch.
It's about the crunch.
And
well, I've never done an intro like this. So I want to want to welcome you on, Sam. Like, I've connected with you back like on TikTok, like with like a group of women that we were supposed to meet up and we didn't get to meet up. And I was always very drawn to your realness and you're funny and you're quirky, like weird humor. Like, I love that shit so much. And then we connected from there. And I just want to like give a little bit of like an intro, what I've like seen of you is like being like a speaker, a writer. I see you have like a beauty of sunshine in human form, a healer, and then also deeply like trying to understand what's going to be the best for you to understand like the healing within the generation within your lifeline. And it's just, it's an honor to have you on, and I've been wanting to have you on. So here we are. And I want to ask you, what are three words emotionally describe you, who you were before you started your healing journey?
Ooh, that chokes me up. Very sad. Lost. I don't even know if I'm giving you the right words that
They're
put
the
you out.
what, yeah.
Lost, sad, confused.
How would you say that your words are now?
Confident,
Oof.
proud, and trying. Trying so hard. And I'm proud as a goddamn peacock. Like, come at me, bro. I don't need you. And proud. I've been through shit people couldn't even stomach hearing about a fraction of. So fuck you and fuck you and fuck you too, because I am here and it is everything in my being to be here. So I'm proud as shit.
I'm proud of you too.
Take that. No.
It
Thank you, Dylan. It means a lot to hear from you because honestly, I looked up to you as just someone else in a healing journey, because you're the only person that I know without knowing even
Right?
that is mindfully on a healing journey of whichever capacity, right? I look up to you. I've looked up to you, looked up to your strength, looked up to your ability to speak your truth and show up for yourself. Like you've shown me to show up for myself. And though I don't say it much, because I have adopted the serial ghoster label proudly, let me explain. But no, I really have looked up to you in your ability to just hold your own, even when you're sad, even when things are going, disarray, even when people come into your life that kind of throw you off and setbacks lob you back. You own it, and I look up to that, and I'm proud to be your friend, and it gives me background strength, if you will. I'm gonna
Thanks.
cry right now.
All emotions are so deeply welcome, you know that.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm like, ooh,
Let's
cry.
it's, thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you. It's an honor to know you.
Ditto. Huh.
Gosh.
Yeah, right? Where do you go from that one?
Gosh. So, well, here we go. So I know that you've been on obviously the big healing journey for quite a bit now, which I'm obsessed with. Like I'm obsessed with people that really want to like learn about themselves and do fucking better. Because right now, like any time that our hurts literally leak onto other people, and we don't realize that, and we can have great intentions, but you can be so traumatized from things that have happened to you, and you will leak on to others as much as you don't want to. You will do those because your nervous system is stuck in that. So, I just want to applaud you for like facing those parts within yourself, because they're the darkest parts that we can see within ourselves, and they're deeply like mirrors within. And it's hard to see who we are underneath
Yep.
that.
Yep. That's
Oh.
yeah. Yeah. I didn't have it. Yeah. I had to. It was never planned. My journey was an unplanned healing journey. It was a regular Sunday freaking night, January 9th, 2022. Put my children to bed. Tell my recent ex, like, I left him the summer before that, January, letting him know of 8 years almost in a relationship. Hey, hi, hate to break it to you, but I am gay. I am gay. He knew that I, you know, came out in high school. And then I was thrown back into the closet and told I was disgusting just because I was molested by a girl when I was a kid, you know? And so we stayed living together from July to January. So put the boys to bed. And I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go. I don't know where I'm going, but I gotta go. He knew because of recent, at that time, recent suicide attempt that, okay, I gotta let her go. I had no idea if I was going to kill myself that night or if I, like, I didn't know if I was ever going to come back. I didn't have a clue. It is what month? May?
Yeah.
2024. And I am in Portugal. I'm in Lisbon, Portugal right now. But I am so many million times better than I was when I left, despite being close to even going back, if I do at that capacity. Because in my mind, it was better that I was away than gone forever. And I still stand by that. And while it chokes me up because I fear that I'm causing my own children the trauma that I'm trying to heal from, I never caused them any harm. So they will recover from that, you know, whereas I grew up with intentional harm done to me. That takes a long time to heal from, especially with repressed memories. It's like I lived this life weird, kind of fucked up, didn't know why. Always told I wasn't, you know, giving my full potential. Like, nah, bitch, I am. This is all I got.
Right, right.
Not knowing what had been, I had been living with running in the background, you know, constantly. But I broke the cycle. I broke the fucking cycle, man. And I don't care if I have one single family member left. I left that. And that will never happen in my watch. Man, if I see something wrong, I will dive off a fucking cliff if I see someone getting assaulted down the freaking way. I'm kidding. You know, like, that is not going to happen. But everything happens for a reason. And Dylan, I will be just honest with you. Just this April 16th, I tried to take my life again. My birthday was on the 17th, and I got assaulted again, man, the day before my birthday, 35th birthday, while I'm on a healing journey from all of this. But again, that brought me back to Portugal. And this is home for me. This is where they saved my life in January. And if that didn't happen, I would still be in Spain. And that's not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be here where I have the support on the ground with me, there for me, not just a video. They can be there for me. They support my healing and they also live a lifestyle of healing. You know, which is what I need. I need those people on the ground. Mm-hmm. And that's only here in Portugal. So everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And it's okay. It's okay. Because unfortunately, even those people that hurt people, someone hurt them. Yeah. Someone hurt them. And that's why I've always struggled because I can't be mad at even the people hurting me in the harm and the most heinous ways, because someone hurt them. I'm telling you, nobody hurts anybody unless someone hurt them. Nobody does that. They don't. I mean, that's what I think. That's what I feel. And that's all. Yeah, how's that for a load?
Glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too. I'm freaking glad I'm here too. And you know, I couldn't say that before. I'd be like, fuck that. Let me out. First bus I see, I'm gone. But no, I'm so glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here. I just love to say that. I love to say, oh, I'm awake. Whereas before, I'd say when I woke up, I'd be like, fuck. Fuck. Again. You know, it feels fucking amazing. Even when I have no damn clue what today will bring, I'm like, ta-da, toot to the fruit, I'm awake. Good to let that out. Thank you for holding this space for me. Huh. Yeah, thank you. Thanks a freaking much. Thank you.
God.
And there's so many people around me that can hear me, and I almost hope they do, because perhaps, just perhaps, there's someone in their lives that they don't understand, that they may a little more overhearing me. And you?
That's the ripple beauty of you.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Oof. I wanna hug you.
God, I know, right? Okay, so then, like, what am I? I'm trying to think where I was going to ask you, like, that. Yeah, it's a lot to digest.
Let's just breathe. I'll do a lunge if you breathe. But I'm only
You'll
doing
do a lunge?
I'll do a lunge right now. But just one. Half a lunge.
Just one. Well,
I don't even know what that one is.
A like large half. Step. What does that a look like? Step. Yeah. What led you into like leaning into so when that moment, like when you were with him,
yeah,
past years ago, when you started to go in to say, you know, like when you had that moment of darkness that night and you weren't sure if you were going to be here, who did you lead into for help? Did you go to, like, what was your journey of starting your journey of healing then? What was your first?
Absolutely nobody.
Mm.
I left from from Bayside, Ontario, Canada. Hopped in my SUV. And I drove 37 motherfucking hours to Alberta, Canada, where my childhood best friend lives, who did not know I was coming. I didn't even do a runs around in my car. I had no idea. I just fucking hopped in. Still, all I have today is what I brought that day.
Mm.
From two houses. You know, the whole bit. I had nobody. But I had me. And that was part of my big lesson with my plant medicine. I called every person I knew over and over and over, begging for them to just hold space for me for 1 hour. Nobody, 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 nobody. And I was like, it clicked. It's like, fuck. That's it. That is the aha moment. I got me. I need to trust me.
Mm.
That was my big lesson. I have to trust myself. I got me. Nobody else has me. I do.
When did you stop trusting you?
I never did. I never did, Dylan. My trust was taken away at the age of 3. My trust in people was distorted at the age of 3. 33. I was like, you know what? I'm pretty fucking badass. And I got me. And then more and more, I realized. And then with plant medicine treatment here in Portugal in January. Then coming back, that's when I realized, oh my God, I need to trust myself. And I will stay online. You know, when I don't listen to myself and honor myself and trust myself, I go offline. What happens when you go offline? Things don't go right. Why? Because that's not the right. That's not the way they were supposed to go. They're supposed to go with what your insides say, which is what keeps you online in every single way. If I ask you a question right now, any single question, immediately you are going to answer. But you may never tell me what your answer was. And you may never tell me the truthful answer. And that's the problem with our world today. We conform to what other people want, which then leaves us astray. And that I won't do. I won't do that for a single human. Not even my children. I love them. But I will not do that if I don't want to do that, because I won't expect you to either. You know? I won't. It does nobody good. It ripples negative.
What was ways that you numbed then?
Sorry, what was that?
What was ways that you numbed pain?
Ooh. I disassociated. I was a joker in school, so started like as a comedian. I'm a goddamn comedian. I still am. I still use it as a thing, but I think it's just me now. Or it's just me. But it was a survival. I was the joker. So I would be in the hall, you know, when I wasn't stimulated, I'd just fuck around and piss everybody off and, you know, disrupt the class. But nobody really paid attention to what was going on with me, you know? So it started by just minimizing. And then it started at like 12, 13, smoking weed. And then drinking alcohol, and it went as a cycle. Alcohol, weed, people, like I collected people or something. Because I craved just more new, just understanding. It was like, nope, I didn't get my understanding from you. Okay, what about you? Nope, wasn't you. And then I started doing cocaine when I was like 16. I was working 3 jobs to pay for my cocaine addiction, which I didn't even understand why. And I didn't even do it. I didn't do cocaine in the conventional form. It wasn't party. It wasn't rave. It was by my damn self being happy. You know, everybody thinks I'd go to school. Okay. In grade 11. I'm going home on my lunch by a cab to do the coke that was under my mattress to go back to school to carry about my day happy. Then I stopped doing that when I got pregnant at 17. Went 15 years, January 2022, at the end of January, meet up with another old friend from high school. That person did cocaine on Saturdays to stay awake to watch UFC. Offered it to me. Sure. Sure, I say. I do it. It hits different. It's so different. It like made me focus. I was like, oh, this is good. I like this. I feel happy. What the fuck is this? What is the
Yeah,
feeling?
right.
8 books later, and 2 years later, I am cocaine free. But I spent a year of it doing probably 2-3 grams, 2 grams for sure a day. I'd wake up and do it. I'd be doing it all day long. Nobody had a clue. We had a
It just
clue.
Balanced you out.
It made me, yeah, made me happy with not being happy. I had a weird relationship with it. I have a weird relationship with everything that's of substance. I don't understand it yet, and I am so curious and excited to understand it, and I'm coming so close. Like, I feel something so big is brewing. Like, it's so cool. I love understanding and learning, and just even when it's fucked up, I'm like, oh, why? Why? Ooh, gives me goosebumps. Yeah. Just anything to distract me from what I was really feeling, basically. Be it people, food, fuck. Food was a thing. I was like a serial eater. Like, I was like, I would go home or go to work, on my way to work, just gorge, stop at like McDonald's. Then in the next town closer to my work, I'm stopping at the convenience store, slamming back like a few chocolate bars, like 12 meat sticks, literally just fucking slamming food. Go on my lunch break. Whoop, whoop. You still there?
Yeah,
You
I'm
still
still
there?
here. Yeah.
Go on my lunch break. Go slam some more junk food. And then throw out all, and this was every day on my way home from work. Then I'd buy a bottle of wine, drink that bottle of wine on my way home from work while I'm slamming a fucking family size bag of chips, a few meat sticks, some freaking cheese, all of it. Then dispose of the garbage at like multiple different locations along the way so that my partner didn't know. And then lie about why I had no money because I was ashamed. Why I was spending
Right.
what I was spending all my money on. I didn't know why I was. I had no fucking clue. I was like, well, I don't fucking know why I'm doing this, but it's fucking weird. I don't want anybody to know about it. I can't even. That's fucking hilarious.
I so fucking understand.
I have never told anybody what I just said right now. So that is fucking gold right there, man. Oh my god, see, this right here right now is so freeing for me because I just got something off my chest and I seriously just want to do a little twirl. Ah, thank you, Dylan, thank you again for holding this space for me, because shit,
so
man,
welcome.
you just made my freaking day. I got a little pep in. Yeah. Oh gosh, normally I come prepared. I have like charger, the battery, things to charge my phone, but I don't have snack. I don't have a snack. My
you
phone
need a
is gonna
snack.
Die here, but I got
prepared.
Yep.
In the meanwhile, guys, background, we were debating on if we were going to do this or not because we couldn't find a Sarin place, but also she's in Sarin, and we're like, we know what, that's how life is. We can't shut off the chaos. So I'm like, you know what, let's fucking go into this. But I also wanted to make sure that you felt okay with it because and that's why I always check in with you, like as a reminder, do you have the space, the capacity? Because you and I both know that very well, that we will leave ourselves. No matter, I got this. No problem. I'm going to show up
yeah.
no matter what it feels like. So I always like to drop into that.
Can
you
I pause real quickly?
Please.
So the amazing human, and I will give you the information so that you can share with the whole world that you have in your corner, because it's the woman, Julie and Jonas, they're husband and wife. They're from Sweden. They have been working with me around the clock. I went through since I was 7 years old, all the conventional therapies, pharmaceuticals, the whole bit, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, all the therapies, until these beautiful humans came at it with a holistic approach.
Mm.
Okay, now we're talking. So she messaged me today, about 2 hours before we were to meet, and she said, "Samantha, I'm just here to remind you, do not push yourself. If there's any questions that feel, uneasy, it's okay to say no." And I was like, "Julie, thank you for reminding me of that, because that is what I would do." And then with that, I was like, "Nope, I am going to honor myself." But I also had in the background that I know Dylan respects me so much and respects
So much.
boundaries and sees them, receives them, all to which are beautiful. So thank you
You're
for that.
welcome.
Thank you for giving me that moment and not make so that's the thing with me is people always get so mad and like, "Oh, you weren't there." It's like, okay, but like just hold the fucking phone. Okay, like I'm coming. But do you want me here as a psychopath, or do you want me here calm and collected? Chill the fuck out, cool your tits, You cooled your tits, everything was good, and here we are. This is a great conversation. Also, I love your shirt, and I love that you have those shirts, and I freaking want one in a hoodie. Can I beg you to get me a hoodie in Brooklyn?
I need to make you one. You'll love what the back says too. Like, oh,
Oh,
I'll
I
show.
can't. Don't even tell me. Let it be a
Okay.
surprise. Okay, I'm gonna send you my address and some moolah. I need to support this, Jeff.
Oh my God. I need to get
I'm a.
make more.
You need to. So I'm about to do some poetry in the park via microphone and speaker.
Let's
I'm
go.
gonna have your shirt out on blast in the front of me with your hashtag for Instagram and my hashtag on Instagram, and together we are going to heal some beautiful lost souls. Don't you just love that? Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk later.
So
Business plan.
much. Oh my
Operation.
gosh.
Heal everybody. Let's go. Soul cleanse. Woo!
Noted.
Yes. Empowering and building up each other. That's what
Freaking
this is.
best. It is
That's
the
what it should be. Because
best.
if you smile at someone, like, it's free. It's
It's
free,
free.
you bastard. It's free. Just smile. If you smile
Smile.
at someone, it ripples everywhere. If you just, like, just smile. It's too easy and it's too free. Why doesn't everybody just smile? Fuck. Oh yeah, you better put a warning on this one. This is a straight sailor friggin' combo here.
I don't actually allow cuss words on here.
Oh well, you know what? We're gonna have to just stop this conversation now. And for that, I'm out. It's been a slice. Well, we got like 10 minutes. I'm sure I could refrain for 12. I said 10 minutes and then I looked at the time. I was like, okay, 12.
Oh my God.
Oh, great. This was so
It's
great.
so
I don't know
good.
what this did for you, but like, I feel so light.
I feel for me is that I'm really holding a lot of depth and capacity for you to deeply be seen and be safe.
Wow. Well, thank you for that, because it's pretty heavy in my world. So thank you for doing that, managing that.
I was ready
Thank
for
you.
you. I wasn't, I couldn't, I
Yeah,
didn't have
you
capacity for myself. And then I was like, now I'm ready for Sam. Like, now I
knew.
feel like, okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to step up on like a few more questions because this is a part one, guys. Like, she's coming back on to like
Yeah.
dive into like the whole. I want to do like a little bit of teaser on like for plant medicine. When you got called into that, like, what did that call feel like internally for you?
Dylan, Dylan. It was in the US. Okay. I tried to take my life. 30 minutes later, I get a message saying from the co-founder of Tabula Rasa Retreat in Portugal saying, "Oh, I'm running 15 minutes behind. I'll call you soon." I was like, "Whoa, that's the place that's doing the plant medicine trauma therapy." from a year ago I reached out to, that I recently then reached out to again, hoping maybe they have a payment plan. I can't afford 14,000 euro investing on myself. Fuck that. I'll invest in it on drugs all day. But would I invest in that in my health? No. So 30 minutes after I get that, I was like, holy shit, holy shit. Like, it was just like, okay, game face, game face. We talked on the phone for, oh, I don't know, over an hour, probably almost two. He offered me to, or he offered to do a documentary on my story in exchange for this treatment. Well, Dylan, sure as shit, I was planning to do a documentary myself the year prior. I had started with like all the, you know, back work for that. I was like, you bet your booty you can do a documentary, because then I don't have to do it. I wanted one anyway. It was amazing. It was amazing. And not in like any ill will. Like, if I was uncomfortable with anything, they were so supportive and are still supportive. And I talk to them all the time. I'm so very close with the writer there. Like, I'm going to meet him right after we talk. So it's just,
I love that divine timing.
Yes. Divine timing. Yes, Dylan. Love those words. Love your language. Yeah. Yeah. So that, I don't know where you want to go from that. Sorry.
Oh.
Part one of 12, I think. Oh my gosh. But we learn from each other, right? Like,
oh, 100%.
What I take from you, I pass on to anyone who, you know, if they open that door, I'm like, all right, here we go. Here we go. I just hijacked your Saturday night, sister. Like, you know, like, that's how I work. Girl in the bathroom crying. I'm like, let's just talk about it. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's so good. That is so good.
What a change in scenery. Like, you know, back then it would probably have been like a Saturday night, let's get fucked up, let's like cry about it, but let's numb it and like, yeah, fuck it, it's all good, fuck people, you know, like this whole thing, right? Like, no, I feel great, you know, I feel much better here. But now it's like, let's go here.
Yeah. So what was it like, or what is it now?
Meaning like talking about the difference between the two, like a Saturday night then, and then a Saturday now, and then a girl's crying and you're like, let's go there.
Yeah, no, before. So that's a thing though. That's a thing that's weird with me, is I never had those Saturday nights. Like, a wild Saturday night would be in the place I'm living with whoever else is there also getting fucked up. Like, it wasn't the party out for me. And when I go out, I'll go out till 5 in the fucking morning today. I'm just people watching, literally. I'm just watching. I'm just trying to understand. And I don't know. I'm like addicted to understanding people, why they do the things they do. I'll sit here and I'll peg out everything that's about to happen today. If I stay here long enough, I'll know where, oh, I seen, I know what that guy's going to do. Oh, I know what she's about. I know what she's up to. Not very sneaky there, miss. But I can't help myself. I gotta stop it. But I don't know. Investigative journalism is definitely my calling.
I think so. Yes. But I understand too. Like, I had to turn that part off in me, because I would just like look and then be like, I would see like emotionally what they're going through and their, you know, all these different things. And I was like, oh my gosh, and I was like, sure, I need to turn off, because right now, it is a lot
when you feel deeply. Like, I feel energy is so heavy. Like, I feel everybody around me energy, and it's a lot. But right now around me, it's all light, so it's okay. Now, like a Saturday night, I'm still people watching, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's healthy.
Yeah,
it's healthy. Like, I should be in bed, maybe not like right now, like these, but I'm not hurting myself. And that's the thing, forgiving yourself. Mm-hmm. That is like, okay, Samantha, you shouldn't have stayed up, but I didn't do what I would have done last year at this time.
Right.
You know? And now it me like in the bathroom with the girl is crying. I would st so back then, right till I was in grade 7, I was making a checklist. I wore everything I had in my closet. I looked real special that day, okay? And I brought this notepad. It's one that made fun of me. I was like, oh yeah, freaking Becky, check. Brad, check. Dickhead, check. Like, and that was me, like, okay, like, why do you have to be rude? Like, just because I've dressed differently? Like, that was, I was
Yeah.
doing, I was a kid. Now, and so even in the bathroom at 19, circa crazy, circa wild, you know, I still would stop what I was doing. Like, it's like, she's sober, person in need, you know, like, you're like, and, but for now, me, I have more quality information to, I have actual tips, or I just hold space better because
Yeah.
I own myself now. And I just always wanted to help everybody, but I wasn't okay. And I couldn't help others when I wasn't helped myself. I couldn't love others properly because I didn't love myself. I'm still learning to love myself. I love myself, but I still need a little bit more love, you know? And that's when I'm able to love the best, you know? And that's what everybody should want. You shouldn't be mad at someone because they don't love you the way that you love them. Be happy that they don't yet, and let them get to it. You know, if someone broke up with me after 8 years, right now, I would be like, thank you for letting me know. Instead of me sitting here looking at you and loving you and adoring you, which I still will, but holding that space, you know, just be honest. Fuck, just
Yeah.
be honest. Because it hurts so much more when you don't. And you're only hurting yourself if you're lying to yourself. Because nobody else knows. Nobody else knows. Nobody else gives a fuck. You know, like I care. I know you care. I know there are a lot of people that care. But at the end of the day, well, if you fucking want to slam that whole large pizza, I don't fucking care. That's a you problem, you know? So, so there's a lot of layers. There's a lot of layers. A lot of layers. Yeah.
What was
Oh, you're
before
crazy
we
so much. Oh, I just love this. Oh, I'm gonna let go later. Oh, I'm so grateful right now.
hope you
Oh,
dance afterwards.
just like
So beautiful there.
so happy just sitting here on the ground.
Before we log off, I want to like do like what was the plant medicine ones that you have worked with, naming them, and then we'll go into
Ooh. Oh my gosh, the most amazing one. Okay, so it started with ibogaine, iboga, and that is a male energy in my mind. That showed me the things that I needed to see. It confirmed and verified. And okay, ibogaine, I literally watched myself as a third person in a room being abused as a child. I saw all of it firsthand, like I was just standing there as me today. But it was absolutely liberating. It was free. I woke up and ibogaine, I had chatter constantly. It was madness. I wanted to kill myself the most, not my depression, not my trauma. It was the madness in my mind. Ibogaine, I woke up the next day. I was looked around. I wasn't talking. I was like, huh, I don't fucking hear anything. Okay. Oh my God, I'm 34. Like, or yeah, I was 34. I was like 34 years old, and I could close my mouth and I only hear the noises around me. It was absolutely beautiful. It's still beautiful. I still to this day I can do that. And it's so beautiful, Dylan. I have like my mind back. So then we can go on later. Then we did Cambo. That was toad poison. I became a frog. My nickname was the Princess Frog Gremlin. And I have the whole tattoo in my arm, but it's great. So they put like five dots, like literally burn five dots on your body, and then place the frog venom, toad venom, whatever. My language is not great right at the moment for these things specifically. That just basically you purge all of the bad toxins, all of the bad things out of your body, which it did. Oh, it did. And I took mine up near my heart, which was a more like intense place to take it for better effect. I need all of the effect. So then we did ayahuasca, 2 days of ayahuasca. That was like a mud slushy. A warm, warm mud slushy. It was terrible. Fucking terrible. It was so gross. That I just puked my guts out, but I also puked out seven dark spirits, and I watched my light little 3-year-old in her flannel PJ spirit fly out like she was free. That was incredible. That was fucking incredible. So those seven dark spirits, I had seven abusers from 3 to 16. And that's what that was. I put them out. See you fucking later. I wish you well. And then we did 5-MeO DMT. UFO. I needed 4 doses of that, whereas the 3 individuals with me, men, just needed 1. This cat needed 4 to check the fuck out. So I literally, like, my soul died. I feel as though I died and was reborn. I was, like, inhaling. I could feel my body, like, lifting, literally lifting as I was standing there doing it. And then I just saw white, 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 and then just dropped. And then it was, like, an exorcism. I feel like it was when I came to, I was just rolling and puking and like making sounds. And that was the bad leaving my body. Like there was a lot of bad in my body and trauma you carry in your body. And then we did mushrooms, and we did 6 grams of mushrooms, and I fell asleep. I fell asleep to what? I fell asleep with the visions. I had just minor visions briefly, and it was of all of the snakes in the world, which I couldn't even walk in tall grass because there was a fucking snake in there. I fell asleep to a big massive python wrapping around me, and we were like snuggling, and it was beautiful. And I am not afraid of snakes or anything snake like to this day. January, I think it was, what was the, holy shit, Dylan.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
So you want to know something crazy? Oh, this has to be for another segment. Oh, dude, January 9th is some serious fucking date. Oh my God, you're going to trip out.
Okay, continued.
Oh my God. I got to write about this. This is fucking, like, mind blown right now. Oh my God, I almost gotta let you go just so I can make sure I get this shit out. This is wild.
Oh my God, go get it.
Oh my God, so the little teaser quick. I have 3 children. My first child, okay, I left his dad in the middle of the night, January 9th. Fast forward 8 years. 12 years. I'm not sure how many years. January 9th, she strikes again. January 9th, to be continued. Oh my God. That's giving me chills. Everything happens for a reason. Holy fuck.
Oh my God. Stunned.
I'm going to go eat some good food right now to celebrate.
Oh my gosh. Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
To be continued. I can't wait to go more into this. go dive into all those things that are coming up. That's going to just be a beautiful unfolding there on right now in this experience for you. Right. And then to be continued. I love that it's leaving you in that kind of blossom.
Oh, I'm nourishment. Just on cloud nine. Like, I'm going to skip probably when I leave here. Just a little skip to the park. No big deal.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for listening. To be continued. And also, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're excited
yes.
to like dive into
Mental Health Awareness Month.
All the freaking things to be continued.
Well, thank you for having me on Soul Cleanse. I freaking love you, Dylan. I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing for everybody who is there and comes across your channel. They need you.
Thank you so much. Means a lot.
Okay. Talk soon.
Yes. Talk very soon.